From Charleston, South Carolina, this is the Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA for Wednesday, June 1st. I'm Lauren Rico with today's report from the country's premier performing arts festival.
One of the best things about being here, especially with our colleagues in the chamber music program, is that they may be older than us, but we are certainly never made to feel that way.
Oboist James Austin Smith and violist Carolyn Blackwell are joining the chamber music lineup this year, part of the new blood that Jeff Nuttall said he was looking forward to. We'll hear from them a little later. First, though, Rachel Stewart had to clear up a question of pronunciation.
Your composer in residence, Osvaldo Golijov or Golijov, or...
Yeah, well, you have to do that thing. That makes really good radio. If you, anybody listening at home, that was not your car. Your transmission is fine. No, I can't really do it, but Golijov.
Osvaldo Golijov is no newcomer to Spoleto. He's been working with Jeff Nuttall in the St. Lawrence String Quartet for so long, they're family to him.
I think we became sort of a musical siblings. You know, it's a nice thing to grow up together with people discovering the world, life, and music through the decades together.
Golijov has spent the last few decades becoming more and more in demand, writing his way into the very top tier of composers working today. And although that kind of success is enviable, Golijov told Frank Dominguez it comes with a price.
Well, of course there is a downside because, you know, you start composing in under the spotlight, and it's hard to recover that sense of, in a good way, of carelessness, of freedom, of throwing caution to the wind, and then you know, and then there is always the people that say, "You see, I told you he wasn't that good," you know. but also, it's, I think it's silly to complain. You know, it was a big surprise to the public success for me, very very big surprise, and it was hard to adjust. But luckily, I have friends like the St. Lawrence String Quartet that we keep making music as the first day, you know. Happiness and joy in the making, you know.
Each of the first four chamber music programs at the Dock Street Theater featured works by Golijov. The chamber concert tomorrow includes Ich habe genug, the cantata by Bach that features a baritone soloist and the oboe. James Austin Smith, who will be playing the oboe tomorrow, considers it a sublime challenge.
It starts with this oboe solo that you sort of are humbled by as a musician. You know, you just hope that you can, come close to getting out what's in there and to portraying it to an audience. And I can't imagine what it would be like for the people in the Dock Street Theater who maybe have never heard it before, because it's so deep and serious, but beautiful.
Oboist James Austin Smith and viola player Carolyn Blackwell are members of the freshman class of chamber music players, first-timers at Spoleto. Here they are in action this past Monday, playing a Mozart oboe quartet. When Frank Dominguez attended a recent chamber music program, it wasn't just the music that impressed him, but the uncanny way the players moved in sync, almost like it was choreographed. Frank asked Blackwell and Smith about what it takes to play like that. Lots and lots of rehearsal?
Yes, and it's also sort of like a sixth sense, I guess. Everyone has radar, I guess, and everyone is looking out for all of the other players in the ensemble, keeping their ears open, and so it's really this, they want you to contribute, and they encourage you to do that, and so everyone is always listening, and eventually we all sort of get into this flow together, and it works that way, and then you have this great ensemble playing that's created.
And as a wind player, one of the hardest things is to sort of blend. Even though you're playing very distinct instruments, you're trying to blend your sounds so that they almost become, you know, we call it a flobo or a flarinet, you know, we try and make one. And it's so infectious. I found myself sitting there just wanting to get in there and do it too, even though there was no oboe on the piece. I like, you know, let me in, let me try.
The Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA 2011 is a production of Classical Public Radio, a service of WDAV Davidson and Davidson College. It's made possible by contributors to the Listen Live Fund, including Cynthia Tyson and the Jane Cook Brin Music Education Fund. I'm Lauren Rico. Listen again tomorrow for another Daily Dispatch from Spoleto Festival USA 2011 from Classical Public Radio.